Today on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, I've got to get to this business of the so-called industrial site out there in Redlands Valley. The headline reads, "Bid to block industrial site at Horse Park fails." But there's an adjacent article that is very much concerning, I would imagine. It's fundamental. Well, at first I thought, it was bad manners because there was a lot at stake or whatever. But it sounds like some of the exchanges have been examples of outright animosity. Have a listen to this. Samuel Davis wrote this in the Cairns Post today. A Cairns councillor has accused residents and leaders in the building sector of using emotionally driven intimidation against her and council employees during debate over a new development. Division 6's Christy Vallely voted against an application for the establishment of a low-impact industrial site in a rural zone in Redlinch. Yesterday, she was outvoted but said that extreme criticism of her and other council employees during the public notification period had been unwarranted. I won't go on with all the detail of it, but the Redlinch resident praised the work of the council's planning department throughout the consultation process, fundamentally says just doing their job. And the lack of civil discourse had led to abuse in public and on social media. So I've just put a call through to Councillor Christy Vallely, and she's come to the phone. Christy, good morning.
Morning.
This is certainly not good news. People imagine, or people at that high level of representation would be very well-mannered. People involved in, you know, developments or whatever you would think would have, you know, gentlemanly and gentlewomanly type manners, but apparently that hasn't been the case. Give us an example. What's been going on that sounds like outright animosity?
Mainly in the resident groups, to be honest. It's been... When people don't have information, they like to make it up. And it's really difficult sometimes being councillor because, as you know, we are legally bound not to speak about matters until they go, because it can look like we're influencing other councillors, we can influencing their decision. So by law, we can't speak to it. So you're kind of gagged in a way where, you know, when you're reading online all of this misinformation, it's so frustrating to see people just coming up with their own kind of ideas of what's actually happening. Look, there was a post where someone said that I was corrupt. It's pretty disappointing when all you're trying to do is your job. You're trying to do your best to represent the community, and then community members are like this. And our officers were again brought into it as well. There was slights, you know, there was awful things said about them online.
Wow.
You know, their personal reputation. We did end up having a bit of an information session at the Red Beret, and even people calling out at that. Look, what I've found, John, it's really interesting. It's a lot of people that either they'll post anonymously, they'll have folk profiles. They don't actually put their name to it a lot of the time. Sometimes they do. But what I've found during this job, I'm now in the fifth year of this job, and what I've found is most of the time, well, every single time I have called someone out and said, look, I'm happy to meet with you in person. Please, I want to hear from you. I want to hear how I can do this job better. If you know, if you're not happy with what I'm doing, whatever, no one will ever sit opposite you and say those words to you. They are quite comfortable to sit at home on their couch and write horrendous things about you online or about, you know, our officers who are just employed to do their job, and they have tight legislation that they have to adhere to while they're doing their job. And then they're subject to this as well. And, you know, in a small community, when you do know a lot of the people and they're saying these things online, it can be quite gut-wrenching, to be honest.
Yeah.
And you sometimes wonder why you do the job, you know. But then when you're in the shops or you're walking along the street and someone stops and says, far out, you know, good on you for not retaliating and not reacting to that terrible, you know, those terrible comments online.
Yes.
Because it's not what we think. So the general public, you know, the public out there that don't tend to be the armchair experts or the armchair bullies, they're decent people. And what I will say is we have amazing people that live in our community. We have intelligent, bright, caring people that do really want to make a difference, and they do want to have their say, and they do it with respect, and huge kudos to them, because I get it, right? When you're feeling triggered by something that could possibly impact you and your family, you can sometimes, you know, come across, it can be difficult for you to hold your emotions in, and I had that. There was multiple times where I saw residents and they were angry, and I knew they weren't angry at me, they were angry at the situation, but they still handled themselves.
Mm.
It's those ones that don't have the guts to stand by their own name or to meet you in person or to say it to you as a human, that they're the ones I just find really disappointing. Yep.
Keyboard warriors are notoriously spineless,
Yep.
But did any of them actually list their name under what they had to say in complaining about your position or whatever?
Yeah, some of them do. There's been ones that constantly bully, intimidate, write awful things. A lot of the other community, they will try and, you know, pull it back. But the biggest thing that I've found with these groups is they're not moderated. So it's kind of a bit of a free-for-all. So when that happens and a community online is built without solid foundations, this kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
And people are given free-for-all, and they have the opportunity to say it from, like I was saying, closed doors. So they're sitting in their house and they're able to just spread this misinformation, spread this toxicity. And what's sad about that is it's triggering these people that actually ask, you know, worried about the potential impact for their family, you know, if it is a DA that's been lodged with council, and if they're really worried about that, it just sends them, it spirals for them, because then they start to think all of these things that are written are true. And it's difficult as a councillor not to go in there and say too much, because it looks like, again, it could look like you're influencing the decision. It could look like you're trying to get a certain outcome. So it is difficult to watch all of that happen, and for these people to be scared and that scaremongering to take place without proper factual information, you know. So, and I do really feel for our officers. We've got some really good people in council, incredibly smart, intelligent, warm, good people, and their name, and they're not elected. They don't put their, you know, face on a call flute and put it on the side of the road. And that's me. I've decided to put myself out there, and you know, I'm elected to do a job. But when the council officers who are just actually trying to do a job professionally, and when they're names being dragged through the mud, that's just not on, and it's not something we should stand for as a community.
Exactly.
And you know, it is really inspiring when people do stand up to this bullying behaviour. Because, you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and we're talking about children that are bullied online and what's happening there. Well, what does it say if they think that's okay?
Yeah. You know? And this bad mouthing impacts on members of the family as well, which is just unfair,
it does.
Just appalling.
Yep.
Now, you're not going to pull the pin, surely.
No.
I'm so pleased to hear that.
No, the bullies don't win. The bullies don't
exactly.
win with me. No. But what I will say, John, is if people want good people to represent them, we're having a massive decline with councillors. People aren't. I know Mareeba Shire are struggling. I believe it was difficult for them, to try and get councillors. I've heard across our Queensland government that there's a lot of people less and less likely to stand up for these positions because of this bullying. It's quite severe, and it impacts councillors all over the nation, and we talk about it regularly.
Well, 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 I'm glad you've opened up about this. I didn't realise it was anything like that, although I've seen people fundamentally retiring from their commitment at the local government level recently and wondering why. Now I get a bit of an idea why. I mean, they say to you, I had business interests and, you know, I was worried about my family or whatever, but quite often probably they just didn't want to come out with the sort of animosity they have to endure.
Yeah, it's an epidemic. It is spoken about at our local government conferences that we catch up with. We have colleagues in different cities. We're talking about it a lot. It is a bit of a focus, and laws have changed, which is fantastic. We can now block these people. But what I will say, John, is my parents came and sat behind me yesterday in the meeting. First meeting they'd been to, they just hadn't gotten around to coming, and they were really, they felt really good about my fellow councillors because they kind of came in behind me, and they too spoke about the bullying. They were all quite shocked, actually, you know, because the different divisions do act differently across the city. It's really interesting, but yeah, look, there's good people out there.
Which are the best behaved divisions, by the way?
I'm not going to comment.
Well, you can't dob the worst behaved ones in.
What I will say is my community is beautiful, and there's so many amazing, passionate people. I think it's just really important that before you say something, think about how you could say it in a kinder way. Yeah. We've all been triggered online. We've all wanted to write something, but you can write anything in a respectful and kind way. Anything, you can get your point across. Yeah.
This has been a real eye-opener. Christy, really appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you.
What an insight that's been. That's Councillor Christy Vallely, and a courageous stand she's making too, just a saying, give us a fair go. Give us a fair go. We're doing the best we bloody well can.